warm weather leads to increasing releases from Jamestown and Pipestem dams, city attorney says FVA and city resolution progressing. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will increase the releases from Jamestown and Pipestem dams by a combined 200 cubic feet per second per day as the cities of Jamestown and Lemoore prepare for the higher flow. The target combined release rate is 2,200 CFS. Combined releases are currently planned to be reduced back to 1,400 CFS by Sunday, December 1st, but could be held if weather allows. Daily high temperatures have been near to above freezing for the last several weeks, resulting in river ice breakup and melting from Jamestown to Lemoore. Observed water temperatures have increased, and updated forecasts indicate the James River downstream of Jamestown and Pipestem dams should not see significant ice formation for the rest of November. You can find more information online at newsdakota.com. Jamestown City Attorney Leo Ryan gave the latest on work between the Frontier Village Association Board and the city regarding the Frontier Village. In October, the FVA moved to give all assets, artifacts, and debts to the city of Jamestown. Ryan pointed out that a lawsuit against the city filed by the FVA was recently dismissed.
The association filed a lawsuit against the city seeking injunctive relief. That has now been dismissed. And then if you recall, you know, the city made a request of the association, and then the association had a meeting, and they made a decision at that meeting. And there's a bit of a difference between the request that was made by the city and the decision that was made by the association.
Ryan stated that both parties were working together to resolve the difference and conversations are going well. And North Dakota regulators say oil production in September was down slightly from the record set a month earlier. The Department of Mineral Resources says the state produced an average of 1.44 million barrels of oil daily in September. That's down from the record of 1.48 million barrels a day set in August. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.